Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, thank God Monday's here. Woo! Boy, I've been all weekend for this. I mean, hello? Time to give away some tickets. What do you think? You know, the Chase Center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about done. It's about to happen for people, you know? People are booking their shows there. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of stuff happening. So first I'm going to give away some tickets, then I'm going to tell you about another show that's coming up. We're going to start with Phil Collins tickets. October 17th, he's performing at the Chase Center. There's a verified fan on sale this Friday, March 29th at 10 a.m. Would you go to LiveNation.com to figure out how to become a verified fan on something? Yeah, they have all kinds of ways to get tickets a little earlier than everybody else, yeah. So... if you want to check out Phil Collins, be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Our intern Brandon will be taking your calls. You're going to be hearing a lot more from the interns in the months ahead because Hooman is suffering. That back thing is no joke. Apparently needs to lay down a lot. We should just get him a bed in here, you know?
He's crowded,
lies on the floor all the time anyway. So if you're into Phil Collins, now's the time. You get to talk to a nice, friendly young man named Brandon.
All right.
New Chase Center show. We had to hold this announcement until 7 a.m. This is the big deal. So all week long, we're going to have tickets for this.
Even though he blew the news on his Instagram last week. But go on. Right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, don't worry about it. John Mayer has announced he is going to be playing at the Chase Center in San Francisco on September 16th. Those tickets also go on sale. Let's see. This Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
He's so good.
And we are giving these tickets away at 9, noon, 3, and 5 all this week.
Cool.
So if you love yourself a little John Mayer, Alice does too, and we've got your tickets. Can I get a tissue? Is that possible?
Sure.
He's really impressive. John Mayer's, what was that? Alice in Winterland last year or the year before?
The most recent one.
I think it was the most recent one. Thanks.
Man, he was great. I really enjoyed him. I want to say it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's possible.
I think Leon Bridges was last year.
Yep,
you're right. One Republic.
Time flies. I can't tell.
Yeah, time flies.
Well, plus John did that makeup show, right? Remember his appendix burst? So he had to do the makeup show like in January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as long ago as we thought.
It just seems like it.
Right.
Anyway, I was impressed by him. You see people who are clearly so talented that they're as comfortable as could be.
Well, and he was as comfortable as could be. He had his pajamas on. And didn't even bother to brush his hair that day. And he went out there and we all went, oh, man, he's not making it. Oh, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
He's really, really good. Really good.
If I was as good as him, I'd probably just wear my PJs all day long, too. Seems like a choice I could make if I had that kind of talent. Who's going to say anything? You know, if you're not pulling it off, people will go, well, maybe you should have put clothes on.
Yeah.
You know, but if you are, then they're like, oh, I see why you didn't bother. The whole talent sort of shadowing over everything.
Right.
Anyway, John Mayer tickets starting today at 9 a.m. You'll have lots of chances to win. Right now, though, don't get confused. We're doing Phil Collins tickets. Okay. At the box office over the weekend, there is nothing new except for one little thing. And it is, I shouldn't even say it's a little thing. It's huge. So I'm looking at the rest of it. It's all movies we've either, you know, that have been in the top 10 in the past. But the new number one is the movie Us. It brought in $70.3 million to take the number one spot, which is double what the projections were.
Huh.
I know.
Wow.
They were saying somewhere between $33 and $45 million was what they expected this movie to bring in, and it freaking shattered that. In fact, they're saying a lot of people held their movies, things that were supposed to might have been slated for this weekend have been pushed to next week or came out last weekend or whatever, because people were like, that's going to be a solid opening. We don't want to compete against that. So they're, I think those people are saying, oh, well, it didn't have any competition. There was nothing else new. I say, you were scared, friends. Ooh, excuse me. Is there any is there any other movie that you would have gone to see?
No, in fact, it was one of the, so I got to go see Us over the weekend, and it's because my mom is here, so we had someone to watch the kids, and I had said, I'd really like to see this, let's see if we can get tickets, and we had to sit pretty close to the screen. Ugh. It was not the perfect
spot. You had
spot.
Assigned seats, yes. But it was, they were assigned.
But we went for the 8 o'clock showing on a Friday night, what do you expect? It was packed, and we got, you know... We were six rows back. It was kind of on top of us. We were in front of the handicap seating.
Oh.
So you know how there's the aisle and then we were in that front group.
Was this a stadium style seating?
Yes.
So,
well, I think so.
The ones that go steeply upward, stairs all the way up?
No, I would. Yeah, so there's stairs, but it's not steep. I mean, it's normal, I think. Typical theater setup.
Well, usually there's just a ramp down either side, you know. But the stadium seating has the
Yeah, there's stairs. This is the only place I've seen a movie in I don't know how long. So
okay,
that's all I can base.
And
it
no
on.
Matter how tall the person in front of you is, you know, their head's not in your way.
Yeah, you could see. Okay. It was good. It was really a good movie. I enjoyed it. I found it to be super scary. Very funny at times, too.
I like that.
And extremely well acted.
Mm.
Like, Lupita Nyong'o's great. Is that how you say it? Nyong'o?
Yeah, Nyong'o.
Sounds right.
But her husband's great, and the kids are good, too.
Except for the little boy, who's the worst, when you ranked them earlier.
As I ranked them, yes. He, unfortunately, came in fourth of the four. But they were all good. And it's right here in town.
Mm. Well, in Santa Cruz, specifically.
The like spots on that camera... In those camera shots are places I drive every day.
So funny. I love when that happens. I think that's one of the coolest things when you see, like, you know, some big Hollywood piece and there's your town. It's neat. So it killed it. It broke a bunch of records, too. $70 million is what it made domestically. It made another about 16 or so million bucks worldwide, which puts it at about... just about $87 million, which is more than four times what they paid to make it. So I don't know what they paid to market it. You know, the marketing promotion is often a huge part of the budget, but they had a $20 million budget. And this is what they came up with, and they've crushed it. They're calling him one of the biggest cash-a-renters, and it's a technical term, you know. Bear with me. In Hollywood, Casher. Like he is, everything he's, you know, not good for this guy.
Good
everything he's
him.
Touched so far has turned to gold.
You know what's trippy about him is that I never saw the TV show that they did, but isn't he from a comedy show?
Yeah. Key and Peele?
Yeah.
That's a comedy,
I never saw that.
Comedy Central show.
It is so good. Mm. I was telling Sarah the other day that I wish I had watched it during its
heyday when it was on.
They
still play it.
Yeah, they still play it on Comedy Central.
You have seen bits from it. Did you? I think I showed you the thing where they reenact like a football celebration thing. And I want to say that Jordan Peele is maybe the announcer, one of the referees. And then Key is doing the dances on the field. And they've got all these other football players.
I don't recall it, but I haven't watched the show. I do think he's, like, the script is... It's original. It'll surprise you that you are seeing something that isn't just...
It's nice to see something you haven't seen before.
Right.
So, Us has now had the largest weekend for an original horror movie, surpassing A Quiet Place, which was the previous horror movie record. It's the biggest launch for an original R-rated film, behind Ted, so it's second place for that. And it shattered his directorial debut, which was Get Out, which is a great movie. And that's why it shattered it, because everyone went and saw that one. Wow, that is a pretty amazing original idea that I haven't seen done before, and it was very well done. That made about $33 million in its opening weekend in 2017. Not a bad start, but that's what they figured it was going to open around there, and it doubled it. It is also the second best opening weekend of the year so far. It's only end of March. Captain Marvel's number one with $153 million. $20 million to make it. quadrupled its production costs in less than a week. And that's basically it. Your review was that you loved it. And I have to say, it was a little more mixed on the show, but it has 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. But when Marcus and Rudy reviewed it, Marcus liked it, but Rudy did not seem to be a fan really at all. Mm-hmm. And Marcus made the same comment that you made earlier, which was, as time went by, after he'd seen it, by the third day he was found himself thinking about it all the time and liked it even more.
Yeah.
Had time to think about it. And it
we talked about it a day later. And we both were in the same sort of like, man, it's even better now.
So you talked to him on Saturday?
No, we talked about it as me and my girl. We watched it together. We liked it on the drive home. The next day, we were on our date, and we were talking about it like nonstop.
Mm.
Man, I can't get over that. Yeah. And it was very, there were extremely funny scenes, too, right in the middle of heavy tension.
Right. I think that those are the best movies, the ones that you sort of take with you into the future and you reference and you think about. And, you know, they give you something to talk about.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, so Barbara Streisand.
This story took my head clean off, and I can't believe it. I mean, I know it's huge, but I can't believe it's not even bigger.
Mm. Well, she apologized.
But not right away. I mean, when I first saw what she said about Michael Jackson, which you should probably tell everyone before I start making comments.
You know what? Listen, it was hard to escape this, so I'm working from an assumption that I'm going to tell you the overall story, but that most people are familiar with what she had to say. So your thoughts, please.
Well, my thoughts are that when I read what she'd said about Michael Jackson and his victims and... when she said his sexual needs were his sexual needs, I'm thinking, okay, I know she's out of touch. I know she thinks she can say anything she wants. And I actually sat back and thought, I wonder if she can say anything she wants.
Turns out she can't.
I truly was waiting when I first saw her comments. She was doing an interview in England and made these comments about Michael Jackson and the Neverland. What is it
Leaving,
called?
Leaving Neverland.
About the documentary about him and these boys. And the stuff she says is... it's hard to take my head clean off, but she did.
It's pretty jaw-dropping. She starts well enough. She says she believes the victims. Which I'm like, maybe you should stop there. You know, sometimes put a period on it and shut Twitter down for the day. I don't know.
Go on. What else did she say?
So far, so good. She believes Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Then she says, his sexual needs were his sexual needs. Coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has, you can say molested, but those children, as you heard say, they were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. Obviously, she got crushed for that. She did apologize, saying she should have chosen her words more carefully. I didn't mean to dismiss the trauma these boys experienced in any way. Like all survivors of sexual assault, they'll have to carry this for the rest of their lives. I feel deep remorse. I hope James and Wade know that I truly respect and admire them for speaking their truth. Yeah, but the other part where you were saying that dude's needs are his needs.
It's so out of touch.
It's just unbelievable.
And I know she's one of our biggest... icons. She's not mine. There's nothing that I can say I've seen from Barbara Streisand where I'm like, oh, but this one thing.
I love her.
There's not one thing that
I don't
I've
love
seen.
Her like Scott loves her, but yeah. I do. I love her voice. I've loved some of her movies. I get why people love her. Some people are a little over the top, but yeah, I mean, I almost felt when I heard about this, I was like, this is someone who's A, out of touch, B, giving a pass to another artist. Like, she wouldn't say that about the dude who molested her kid. Mm. She wouldn't go, well, that guy did have sexual needs, and those needs are his needs.
Yeah.
Like, you would never say that. She is totally framing this in, I respect his talent, I think he's a great artist, and almost looking for a way to, or not even consciously looking for it. I really did think, it's because it's Michael Jackson, she even said that. Like, she's just stupidly, I don't know, writing him a pass. I'm not sure where her head was at.
It didn't taint your opinion of her at all?
Oh, I did think, wow, what a dumb thing to say, you dummy. Like that, you know. Oh.
I just thought, I can't wait to see if she has to walk this back. If she can get away with this, I'll be really surprised.
No, and she's going to get away with it.
I just mean she couldn't. She had to come out and apologize, and she was...
Well, the internet is swift.
I don't know how that comes to her. I'd be interested to find out if that comes to her from a manager who says, or if she's actually on Twitter and seeing how people are talking about her and real life. I wonder how that got to her, because she clearly, in order to have that opinion, is padded enough that...
She probably has said that to people in her circle who are like, oh, Jesus, I hope she doesn't say that to him, Mike.
Say her name again, people are
Barbara
wondering.
Streisand.
Was commenting on the Michael Jackson documentary and was excusing him away.
Mm-hmm. His needs are his needs. Sexual needs are his needs. Which I just think, I swear to God, it's just that she... I think it has to do with him being an artist, and she's just trying to explain it away, even maybe to herself. Who knows? That's like, it's such an ignorant thing to say. And I'm sure, you know, once the internet bitch slapped her, as it does,
I
suppose that is true.
But see, even the person talking to her, and maybe I guess you just let her dig because you're trying to get
sure,
a
ratings,
story.
Ratings.
But I mean, part of you would feel like, no, his sexual needs were criminal and wrong, and those boys can't consent to the things that he was...
Oh, they were thrilled to be there.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What?
I know.
I hate to say it, but I just go, well, she's in her 70s.
Yes. I totally thought the same thing. I go, well, she's an old lady. She's an old lady who doesn't... Maybe nothing like this has ever touched her life. Mm. And she just doesn't know what to say about it.
Yep.
Anyway, Barbara Streisand. Wow. Thanks for coming to the party and keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yeah. Shocking.
Did you go out on the deck and smoke some weed, huh?
Go shopping.
Yeah, in your mall, in your basement. Dude. I have this
Stay
book.
In the basement, Barb.
I know. I have this book by her called something like My Fascination with Design. Mm-hmm. And she, and I, you know, it's like a coffee table style book, mm-hmm. not like some big missive where she writes. It's like lots of pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. And man, she tells these stories about how, you know, how she deals with her car. She's like, well, you know, someone has to tell them. I'm sorry, but you put that pillar in upside down. And I just, well, I threw my hands off. You know, I mean, she just sounds so, it's like, oh my God. You know, you almost can't blame her because she's just been famous her whole life.
Exactly.
And she just is so not familiar with how people act.
She's extra.
She's, oh, Barbara. I'm a woman in love and I'll do anything.
I don't know what that is.
To get you into my world.
And hold you within. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's with Barry Gibb. It's I think Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Was it from a movie?
I don't know. Hold you within. It's a fight.
You don't know this?
And I defend. Over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we point at my music as bad, but really? That?
Yeah, that.
Oh, maybe that isn't the one she did with him. She did some with him, whatever. So good.
Funny.
At least I know my music's bad. You seem to think that's okay.
I like it.
Yeesh.
USA Today put together a March Madness bracket for Netflix movies and shows. Which is fun. I actually like some of these. I'm not going to tell you the whole damn thing, but the four divisions of the bracket were dramas, comedies, movies, and nonfiction. And so those all battled them out to the final four, which were Stranger Things from drama, BoJack Horseman, which is a cartoon, about a washed-up horse actor, I believe. Everyone tells me I've got to watch this show, so at some point I'm going to sit and watch it. But everyone yells about how great it is. That was from comedies. Bird Box, one for the movies. Beating out Roma, which I guess was kind of a big deal because Roma's also a Netflix film.
Oh.
And Making a Murderer for nonfiction.
Mm.
So in the next round, Stranger Things took out Bird Box and BoJack Horseman beat out Making a Murderer.
Whoa.
Who was the ultimate champion? Was it Stranger Things or BoJack Horseman?
It's got to be Stranger Things.
It was BoJack Horseman.
That's shocking.
I agree with you when I saw the breakdown, I went, BoJack Horseman. Oh.
I can't even believe that Ozark's not on that list.
I know. Oh, well, it was on the bracket somewhere.
Yeah, but it should be here at the end.
It must be that would be a drama, right?
Yeah.
It is kind of funny, though, too. But yeah, I can see Stranger Things beating that out. From a sheer popularity standpoint. Bert, not only did BoJack Horseman win, it was a landslide over Stranger Things. So just one more reason that even though, you know, everyone's been telling you got to watch BoJack Horseman, I guess you got to watch it. I might have to go watch that today. It just won a March Madness thing. And finally, the kids at North Bergen High School in New Jersey decided we're putting on a play. About once or twice a year, most high schools do decide that. Mm-hmm. Come on, kids, let's put on a show. And this year, instead of, usually a school has to secure the rights to some play and they give you all the, you know, I've been in a million plays myself. As a former drama club geek.
Did you just polish your nails?
I did. I've been in some plays, you know.
All right.
South Pacific I was in and a little number called Curtain Going
now,
Up.
If I remember correctly, though, as I've heard stories through the years, you actually weren't in the plays. I thought you were a set designer.
No, I had small parts in all the plays. But yes, I did do, you know, everybody has their role to play in the play that you don't have a role in. So, you know, you're in the chorus or you're in, you know, you're the person dressed in black moving pieces of set out onto the when the lights
You did that?
All kinds of stuff.
All right.
I did whatever they needed me to do.
What was your biggest role?
My biggest role, I can't remember the name of the character, but I had one of the leads in my junior year.
When we
Yes, I know. It was very funny. Yeah, we did a show called Curtain Going Up. I can't even, it was not a musical, which I was really bummed about.
You didn't sing?
Not that play just wasn't a musical. So we acted it out, and I can't even remember what it was about. It was a show about these kids trying to put on a show. Anyway. High schools put on their productions, and this particular high school decided, I think we're going to do Alien.
Oh.
So they adapted. They made their own play. They wrote it and figured out how they were going to make it happen. They even included the line from Alien 2, which I'm sure you can... Oh, they released a trailer of it as well. They made all the costumes.
Oh, there's the alien. Wow.
Dude, they made it out of just, like, found items and...
It's all of recycled material,
yep.
Right?
Is that the audience screaming?
No. I don't think. Oh, look at that.
They got the music going and everything.
All right, well.
Did you hear that? Stay away, get away from her, you bitch.
Oh, no, I didn't
Which is
hear
actually
it.
A line from Alien 2. Or Aliens. So, we'll put that trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
This is the actual play.
Oh, that's the video from the play.
The trailer is not very impressive. This is the trailer here. It's just
too bad.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's
There's
no
just,
good.
Yeah, it's just the actors.
Just all the kids.
It's well, cute, way to though. Go, kids. Good for all you. Time.
I know. So 16 kids and a teacher put this whole thing together and surprised everyone. Only ran for 2 nights. They put all this effort in. They wrote the whole
Well, but they
the
just
play.
Made it onto our radio
they
show.
They did. It's gone completely viral. Like, people are freaking out over it, so.
It was not wasted time.
Congratulations, North Bergen High School Drama Club. Well done. You can polish your fingernails up. Can you put the put links of that up on the Facebook page?
On our Facebook.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
The Pats make the news, a deadbeat dad makes the news, and more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win a pair of 3-day tickets to Outside Lands 2019 in Golden Gate Park. Be here at 8 and you could win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app that you can use to listen to this show. And I've heard quite a few people...
Oh, raving about it, right? Is that what you were going to say?
Enjoy the app and use it quite a bit. I met a guy, I believe his name was Scott, but he said he listens to... He bikes down the peninsula into San Jose twice a week and listens to us on the app since he's not driving and can't listen
on the radio
in his car, but on his long bike ride
and
into
it's
work.
Smooth like silk. And
I was, of course, I was all caught up in the bike ride thing. I'm like, and you ride home too? And he goes, no, Caltrain. I'm like, right, okay. I mean, my God, man, really? The end of a long work day, you're going to get back on the bike?
Does he get to shower when he gets
to work? Sure there's facilities. I didn't ask that part.
There aren't always.
I wasn't interested in that part. Just the part about how hard that is. And then, oh, yeah, and you listen to us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very
on
much.
On radio.com. It's an app. Here's what's happening. Rain showers have begun, according to our texters in Petaluma. The rain is falling.
Oh.
So it's going to happen today at some point, depending on where you're at, and
is
go into the evening hours.
No.
It's not wet down there?
Not yet.
All right.
We had it's going on. It's ongoing. A very pretty sunrise this morning.
It's not going to be as much rain as we've seen from past storms, but rain nonetheless. Mm. And at this point, I think we're all over it. So it's... any rain is too much rain.
Yes. Goodbye, rain. Get away. Not for you.
Hate to say it, but gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Just come
get
on.
Off us
You're
already.
Right. Please.
It looks like nobody won the Powerball, which means it goes. And we were going to go and buy tickets on our way home from our night out.
Oh, but you
and an
got
event
distracted.
Happened and yep. took us off our balance, and we just went, let's go.
We got our tickets.
Let's could have changed your life, that move.
Yep.
So now it looks like the money is still out there, and I'll be playing the lottery this week, hoping to get a win.
We all will.
$750 million.
Dang. When it gets that big, it just keeps growing so much, because so many people are like, yeah, I'll take a chance on that. What the hell? I got this $20 burning a hole in my pocket, and I'd love to throw it down the toilet for the lottery. But then you win. You're like, oh, that was $20 well spent.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
At different times in my life, I've always loved sports, but at different times I've had more time or focus to enjoy it.
You mean watching?
Watching, paying really close attention to everything
following
related, knowing the players, the ins and outs of movements.
Stats.
Right. I'm a little less... interested at this point or involved with sports
busy.
At this point in my life, but I do realize that the New England Patriots are what's known as a dynasty. They've won, is it 6 Super Bowls in the last 20 years?
I don't know
years?
How many they've won. I think they've won 6, but they've been in like 10 or 11.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
so
I've lost
it's
count.
Safe to say they're a football dynasty. But one big step away from repeating happened over the weekend as the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski, announced his retirement on Instagram. He's had a lot of injuries.
He has. This is for the best.
And many people thought, you know, or there was speculation that after this Super Bowl and getting to go out a champion that he would retire.
Mm-hmm.
But then he didn't come out and say it fast enough.
Yeah.
So people started to actually speculate on, you know, sports talk shows. Oh, he's probably staying another year. That's why he hasn't announced. Mm-hmm. But he did announce, and it's happening.
I'm sure it was a hard decision. He probably had to, you know, consult with all his... Look, he has had some major injuries. And he sat out a whole season at one point, didn't he?
I don't know if it was a whole season, but a lot. Yes, he's had a lot of injuries.
So
and he still wears that elbow contraption.
And he's got, you know, he's not even 30 yet. Like he, you know, this is a decision he needs to make. And he's adorable. Like he, isn't there even a like growing up Gronk show or like him and his brothers are on it?
I believe he's had TV shows, but he's even kept that down to a minimum because the Pats are sort of one of those teams that don't.
Right. They don't like any showboat.
Distractions.
Right.
He gets to distract now all he wants.
He can go full Gronk.
Many have mentioned that he would end up in some kind of wrestling or, you know, WWE.
I'm sure there'd be good money in that.
He already does commercials.
Mm-hmm.
He's a known personality.
Sure.
So many expect him to have a career after football. But 10 years and 3 Super Bowls. Congratulations. Sorry, though, Pats. That's a big loss for you guys.
It is a terrible loss.
You probably only got one more year with the Golden Boy, and then
He says he wants to go to 45, yeah. But you can say anything you want, really.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like he, whatever.
How can I bitch? He took us to another Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
North San Diego County woman from Carlsbad, California, which is where I was living when I met you.
Uh-huh.
Carlsbad, California. She was awarded child support from her ex-husband nearly 50 years after, she says, he left her with a young daughter.
Oh.
Tony Anderson isn't sorry for going after the man she calls her deadbeat ex some 50 years after he left her with a 3-year-old daughter. She says that this guy split to Canada so he wouldn't have to pay his court-ordered child support in the early 70s. So they couldn't get the money from him.
And so maybe she's been sort of after it ever since?
She says, I put it on the back burner and forgot about it over the years. She supported her daughter while working as an interior designer in L.A. at a firm her daughter now runs.
Uh-huh.
She says, I was able to take care of my daughter, but, you know, money runs out.
Yeah.
I realized in the middle of the night, one night last year, there's no statute of limitations on child support. She looked up old court papers and last month notified her ex-husband, who's now living in Oregon.
Oh.
She wanted him to pay up. The amount she was seeking was now way beyond what he would have had to pay nearly half a century ago.
Will they allow them to tax on interest and penalties and stuff?
I suppose.
He was only supposed to give me $160 a month. Well, that was 50 years ago, and today is a lot more money.
Wow.
So what would have been a total of $30,000 is now $170,000.
How lovely. And are his wages going to be gone? Is he even working anymore?
I don't know how he's going to pay it.
Right?
along with getting what she's due, Anderson wants to spread the word to other single parents in California. You can still collect. And to those who skipped out, her message for them is watch out. So I thought that was really interesting. She said, I think he's a little panicked of her ex-husband's reaction to her pursuit. And I'm really happy about that because I was panicked all these years. Now it's his turn.
Mm.
In your face, punk. Yeah, that's scummy of him. And I actually agree that he should have to pay.
I agree with you.
And now she's in retirement.
And she could use that money. Use a little extra money.
Everybody could use a lot more money.
Yeah.
But if you're in retirement and not earning anymore, you definitely want $170,000.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Hand out.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Right?
Yep.
Right. Man. This is kind of a horrible story with a good ending. So there's a 15-year-old kid in Nashville named Azzy Robinson who used to have a major problem with bullies. He got picked on a lot and had a hard time with it and eventually gave up and just never wanted to go to school anymore. Mm. He recently switched to a new school and he's been doing better. And some of his classmates found out that he'd been bullied, and instead of jumping on him, they all chipped in and bought him gifts that would make him feel more welcome. They surprised him in class with new clothes and a new pair of shoes. And as soon as he opened the box, he started crying because he appreciated it so much.
Oh, this is
the whole thing's on video.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
As he says, it's one of the first times he's ever felt good about himself. So I thought, let's hope that stays that way.
Sometimes kids aren't rotten.
Well, I would say, Ozzy, you just keep your nose down and stay out of trouble, and let's hope that continues, because kids will turn on you.
Kids are, yeah, they're just awful people.
Right.
They just don't know how to be people yet.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Even the kids who are bad aren't always just bad. They're just also
one of my best friends
screwed up themselves.
Was a bully when he was a kid. But he did it because he didn't want people to notice like how bad he was at school. And I know. After a few drinks, we've gotten into talking about that kind of. He's actually broken down, like he's just so horribly regretful over the things that he did as a kid.
Really?
And he psychoanalyzed himself, you know, after all these years, and it's it's hard being a kid. Harder than we remember, even, you know. We remember some bad stuff about our childhoods.
Sure. Sure, it's hard growing up.
Mm-hmm. Hard becoming an adult.
A guy near Philly Wanted some beer last Wednesday, but it was 4 a.m. and everything was closed. Not to mention,
Philly has those weird rules.
It's a bad place to need a beer, man. Yeah. It really is not cool. You got to go to some beer distributor. You can't get it at the grocery store.
Nope.
And then the beer distributor actually has regular business hours. There's no 2 a.m. buying beer.
Right. There's a beer store. Then there's a whole liquor store thing. But you can walk into a bar and buy a six pack off a bartender and walk out with
it. But the hours are so screwed
up. I
feel for people who have to think ahead.
Well, look, you do have to do that when you're an alcoholic. Some planning needs to go into it.
It's not good.
Agreed.
I mean, in California, we know there's a 2 a.m. cutoff. You got to get to the store before 2 a.m. We need to make a run.
Yeah. Oh, boy, it's 1:30. Let's go. Who can drive?
Are we going to bed or are we going on a run? That's what it comes down to.
Come on, man.
Everybody had enough that they want to go to sleep?
Nope.
No? All right, we got to go on a run. I mean, that's how it works, right?
Yep.
Right. Well, this guy, he went to a beer distributor and crashed through the front doors with his SUV because, you know, when you need a beer.
You need a beer.
No one was there, so nobody got hurt. The weird part is he only took 2 beers.
Oh. His need was not
He reached through the broken doors, grabbed 2 cans of Bud Ice that cost $1.25 each, and got back in his SUV and left. Huh. The police are looking for him.
Oh.
The security cameras got the whole thing on video. And there's a pretty clear shot of his face. The owner of the store, though, says for those 2 beers, he caused $15,000 in damage.
Maybe they should just start leaving beers like outside in a cooler.
You think so?
In case anybody, well, you know, save some money.
Free beer on offer so that
no
one
publicize it or anything. But then someone, you know, you put the cooler and the guy would go, well, let me just check the cooler before I drive my car through the front door. Just something to think about. It's like didn't you tell me in San Diego you put like a little bowl of water outside near like your mailbox to keep the ants from going in your house?
No. I never heard this.
Oh.
A bowl of water by my mailbox to keep ants from going in my house. What are they, latching onto my legs and following me?
I don't know who told me. I could have sworn that was you. I'm going to have to rethink my whole memory process now.
Well, your memory process is already shot. Should have been rethought about a long time ago.
I keep forgetting to think about it. So I'm just saying, if you set something, you know, it just prevents them from knocking your house down because the thing's right there. Never mind. Moving on.
Like water, like sugar water?
No, I think it's just like a water thing. You know how when it's a drought, they're looking for sources of water?
Oh.
You go into the house and I could have sworn it was you, but it must be because
I've never heard
San Diego.
Before.
That's so weird. Someone was telling me, everyone just puts a bowl of water outside, kind of away from the house, outside.
What?
The ants can get at it. Got to keep it full.
The water bowl.
Apparently, like, you know
for
what?
The ants.
This could be a dream I had or something. I credited you with this.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought you're the one who told me.
A bowl. Okay, well, anyone, feel free. 800-400-3697.
Yeah, no, my guess is
that's our text number. Here's a couple. This is, you know what? I'm not going to read that one.
Oh, no, what? Tell me.
I'll tell you off the air. It's just something about John Mayer where I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, did they do him or something at one point?
No. I'm too late. Please, by 7:45 before school.
Oh, no.
My son Anthony James and I listen every morning, and he knows how important you all are to me. Today is his 8th birthday, and he'd be ecstatic for a birthday shout-out. Sorry we missed it, but happy birthday, Anthony James. The texter's comment about Sony's contract with Spider-Man is true. For every licensed property, there is an expiration date, and if the movie company goes past the expiration date, they lose rights to produce and make films using the characters. That's why Sony's
you got to use them or you lose them.
Cranking out Spider-Mans.
That is funny. So, get ready for more Spider-Mans, everybody. And if they do lose them, get ready for more from Disney. Yay!
Well, the new one that they did, the animated one, is a neat take and certainly worth a watch.
Oh, it was excellent. I was not even surprised because you had said how much you liked it, but I really found it very satisfying and sweet and had some just really funny moments and some crassness. I loved it.
Here's a texter that says, Don't believe the reviews. Us was terrible.
Oh, but you loved it.
I loved it. I can see a couple holes in it where someone might not like it. But as far as, you know, taste goes, people like different stuff. That's the beauty of humans in general.
94% of Rotten Tomatoes.
I could play you some songs that I love and you'd go, oh my God, I have a migraine.
No, you've totally done that.
Right. So, I mean, we all have different tastes.
We do. And we're allowed to. That's the beauty
of life. I would never try to make someone like something I like. I don't even care.
I try to.
I know that you do.
You'll like this. Try it.
I know that you do.
Love Actually. It's great. You should watch that.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with a birthday wish that I have right here.
All right.
I've got the album charts. I also have some Patriots news about the scandal part. And how you can get a six-pack of abs.
Oh.
Six-pack. I don't need you getting any six-packs.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.